SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the Festival of Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
And we continue play with this 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. We're live from Cal Seniors Yard on the Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. It's the Pacific Northwest team from Meridian, Idaho, taking on the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California. Well, hi again, everybody, and welcome back to another game of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on a beautiful afternoon and evening here in Aberdeen, Maryland. My name is Stu Paul. Steve Clendenin is our executive producer. At a game you just heard, the Australia team with 9 runs in the third inning came from behind to defeat Canada by a score of 11-4 to be 2-0 in this Cal Ripken World Series, while Canada had fallen to 0-2. And that game prior to that, it was the Southeast team from Raleigh, North Carolina, defeating the team from Bear, Delaware by the score of 1-0. We will have one more game in store for you that will take place at approximately 8 o'clock. Kara Dillonick will have the call there on SFMSports.net Channel 1, which you're listening to right now. And it's going to be Harford County taking on the Ohio Valley team from Colorado. So we're just about getting ready. In a few minutes, the Pacific Southwest team defeated the New England team yesterday from Danbury, Connecticut. They won 3-2 as Matthew Aguirre helped his own cause with a home run, and he won the ball game. Vince Rangel, who also pitched in the game for the team from Hartford, California, also helped with a home run, and he had a ground rule double as well. Pacific Southwest played at home all 3 runs in the fourth inning. And New England did get a run in the bottom half of the fourth to make it 3-1. They were able to mount a threat in the sixth inning. They got a run, but a big play at the plate when Javon Hernandez grounded one to the third baseman, Trace Pierce, who threw it to the plate to Gavin Van Groningen to take out Zach Demko. What could have been the tying run? The next batter, Justin Salamine, grounded out to third, and New England lost a tough game by a score of 3-2. We can take a look right now on one game that's taking place in the other field, Nationals Field. It's now the top of the fifth inning. I can't believe that game's continuing on. Japan is leading the Dominican Republic by the score of 31-0. I am not kidding, folks. 31-0. Boy, the two-time defending championship team, Japan, just playing outstanding baseball and continued where they left off. And it's going to be Meridian, Idaho, taking on Hanford, California, or Hartford, I should say. And the starting pitchers in the ball game for the Pacific Southwest team, it'll be Gabe Hughes, and pitching for the Pacific Southwest team, it will be Vincent Rangel. So Rangel will pitch again along with Gabe Hughes. And in the meantime, here are the starting lineups and batting order for the Pacific Southwest team from Hartford, California. Gavin Gimble, the second baseman, will lead things off. Batting second and playing shortstop is Will Springer. Gavin Van Groningen will be the catcher and he'll bat third. Vincent Rangel will pitch and he'll bat cleanup. Matthew Aguirre, the extra hitter in this game. He was the starting pitcher yesterday in that 3-2 win over New England. He'll be the extra hitter and he'll bat fifth. Trent Avedia will be in center field batting in the number six slot. Dalen Davis, the first baseman, will hit seventh. Trace Pierce at third base batting eighth. Elias Garcia, the right fielder, will be batting ninth with Bo Wilkerson, the left fielder, batting 10th. And the Pacific Northwest team from Meridian, Idaho, and this will be my first look of them, and they, too, will opt for a 10-man lineup. Hayden Cantrill will be at second base, and he'll lead things off. Isaiah Vega will be at shortstop, and he'll bat second. Brandon Guerrero will be in center field, and he'll bat third. Gabe Hughes will be the pitcher, and he'll bat cleanup. Briggs Ranstrom at third base, batting fifth. Braxton Mills, the catcher, will bat fifth. Ryan Franklin will be at first base. He'll bat in the number seven slot. Quinn McGuire will be the extra hitter, batting eighth. Mason Levitt in right field, batting ninth. And Seth Jones, the left fielder, will bat tenth. So the managers are meeting right now at home plate with the umpires as we have continuous beautiful weather. It's been beautiful throughout the entire weekend. A few clouds, but Bailey, sunny skies here in Aberdeen, Maryland. A 45-minute ride north of Baltimore on Interstate 95 as the ballpark is right off I-95. Meridian, Idaho, their manager is Juan Vega. And the team from Hanford, California, their manager, Matt Gamble. And Gamble meeting at home plate along with the manager, Vega, and the umpires as well. David Master has the duties calling balls and strikes. Ken Pennington, the umpire at first. Don Myers is the umpire at third. So I gave you some scoreboard updates. In the meantime, why don't we do is have a break. In a moment, we will have the national anthem of the United States and the reading of the Code of Conduct. When we return, this is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Now, one by one, the teams are being introduced to the crowd. And the Pacific Northwest team with their gold uniforms trimmed with green and white pants, white socks, while the Pacific Southwest team in their green uniforms with gray pants, and they have the green cap, while the Pacific Northwest team has the yellow caps on hand. Game time temperature is 79 degrees, breeze blowing from center field toward the third base side. Fairly good crowd on hand, but if you're in the area here in Maryland, and you'd like to come out and join us, please do so. We do have two more games on tap tonight here at Cal Senior Yard. This game and then the one that will be at 8 o'clock that Kara Dillenick will be broadcasting for. That's Harford County against Ohio Valley team from the Denver area in Colorado. So what do we do is go onto the field. In a moment, we'll have the national anthem of the United States and the code of conduct reading as the Pacific Southwest team is hoping to win for the second straight day.
Now for Team Pacific Southwest, number 2, Gavin Gamble. Number 16, Will Springer. Number 11, Gavin Van Groningen. Number 12, Vincent Rangel. Number 7, Matthew Aguirre.
Hope I said that right.
Number 3, Trent Avitia. Number 8, Dalen Davis. Number 6, Trace Pierce. Number 9, Elias Garcia. Number 1, Bo Wilkinson. Number 4, Ethan Teal. Number 10, Jonah Nestor. Number 5, Clay Gillum. Manager, Matt Gamble. Coach, Brian Pierce. Coach, Dennis Springer. Bat boy, Zach Pimpinella. And ambassador, Addison Pimpinella. Ladies and gentlemen, Team Pacific Southwest. We now ask all fans to please rise, and gentlemen, please remove your caps as Kylie McCurry sings our national anthem, The Star-Spangled Banner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets irregular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
The Cal Ripken Division of the Babe Ruth League stresses sportsmanship and fair play at all times. Reading the Babe Ruth Sportsmanship Code this evening and representing Team Pacific Southwest is Clay Gillum.
Develop a strong, clean, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a strong urge for sportsmanlike conduct. Develop understanding of and respect for the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotions and speech. Develop spirit of cooperation and team play. Develop into real, true citizens. Go Hanford!
Nice job by Clay Gillum. of the Pacific Southwest team.
Play ball.
And we're just about ready to get set for starting the fourth game of this five-game schedule on tap between the Meridian Idaho team representing the Pacific Northwest against the Hartford, California team. That's looking to make its second straight win for the Pacific Southwest. For the Meridian Idaho team, this is their first game of competition. The dimensions in this ballpark, it is 215 down the left field line, 263 to straightaway center, and 205 down the right field line. That's an 8-foot high wall from the left field foul pole toward right center. And then the last, I'd say about 15, 20 feet, it's a high 16-foot wall. As it's a pretty good poke if you pull it down the right field line. So the Pacific Southwest team is on the field. And at first base is Dylan Davis. Gavin Gamble is at second. Will Springer is playing shortstop. And Trace Pierce is at the hot corner at third. Out in left field, Bo Wilkinson. Trent Avedia is playing center field. Elias Garcia is around at right. Gavin Van Groningen is the catcher. And Vincent Rangel is on the mound. And Vincent Rangel, who had a home run in yesterday's 3-2 win for the Pacific Southwest over the team from Danbury, Connecticut, representing New England, had a 2-for-2 game and was able to do a pretty good job finishing out the ball game as he was able to strike out one batter in 2-plus innings of pitching. So Gavin Van Groningen throws the ball down to second base. They'll work it around the infield. They were just about ready to get set for this fourth game of today's five-game schedule. Hayden Cantrill, the second baseman, will lead things off for the Pacific Northwest team at the top of the first inning. He is a right-hand batter. Hato, as he's called, as the right-hander Rangel looks into Van Groningen for the sign. Right-hander kicks. First pitch of the ball game. Fastball and a strike in the inside corner. 0-1 to Cantrill, and we are underway. It'll be Hayden Cantrill, shortstop Isaiah Vega, and the center fielder Braden Guerrero here in the top of the first inning. The pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, and immediately Cantrill is in the hole, nothing and two. Cantrill, an Angels fan. Mike Trout is his favorite player. And next to the bag at third is Trace Pierce. The stretch, Raquel Diaz, swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, the last two on breaking balls, and Cantrill strikes out to ump up the ball game. One down, so Rangel picks up his first strikeout, and a shortstop, Isaiah Vega, will step in to hit. Vega batting on the right-hand side, while remaining in the third is Pierce, the outfield to the right. Pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Three consecutive breaking pitches thrown by Rangel. He looks pretty sharp thus far in the count 0-1. Just getting underway in this fourth game from Cal Senior's yard on the Ripken Stadium Complex. The next pitch, another slider. That missed low and away, and the count will leave it up at 1-1 on Isaiah Vega. Wearing number 9 for the team representing the Pacific Northwest. Second domestic game, and a breaking ball swing and a miss. 0-2. So five of the six pitches have been strikes. Vega, big Yadier Molina fan, one of the most dangerous clutch hitters in the major leagues, and perhaps the best catcher in Major League Baseball. Pitch swing and a miss. Ball dropped by Van Groningen. He'll play it on the first in time to Davis. It's a strikeout, and the play goes 2-3. So Vincent Rangel fans the first two batters here in the top of the first inning, and the center fielder, Braden Guerrero, will step up to hit. Top of the first inning, nothing-nothing game. Guerrero batting on the left-hand side, a pretty tall kid. And the pitch, Rangel misses with a breaking ball, and it's outside for a ball. It's 1-0. In at first is Davis, the outfield deeper toward the right, and the pitch swing and a foul ball banking out of play. Got part of the catcher Van Groningen's equipment, and the count will even up at 1-1. Guerrero, known as Big B, and he is a pretty big lad. a Detroit Tigers fan. Rests the bat on his shoulder. Now the stretch. Rangel deals. Change up high and away. Ball 2-2-1. Gabe Hughes, the pitcher, is waiting on deck. Two of the shadows of the light towers are creeping over the ballpark right now as Rangel delivers the next pitch way inside and low. Off the glove of the catcher, Kevin Van Groningen. And now Rangel has fallen behind on Guerrero at 3-1. Grass berm behind the outfield walls in the park. The scoreboard is in left center field. Rangel looks in for a sign. Here's the pitch on the way. Inside and low, ball four, and Guerrero has earned a two-out walk here in the first inning. So the Pacific Northwest team with a base runner and two men out, and here's Gabe Hughes, the pitcher, stepping in. He is batting on the right-hand side. Hoping to help his own cause as the right-hander Rangel looks in for the sign. The outfield remaining toward right. Here's the stretch and the delivery. Breaking ball in there for a call strike and a count of 1-1. Hughes, like Brent Guerrero, is a big Mariano Rivera fan. All-time saves leader, and he retired after last year. More than 600 saves for the Yankees for the first runner back. Biggest thrill for him, getting a 4.0 grade point average in his classes and making the All-Star team 4 years in a row. Stands halfway in the batter's box. Guerrero off first, two outs. The pitch hit in the air to straightaway center. Avedia going back, still going back. Can't get it over his head. Hits the track and bounces over the wall for a ground rule double. So Guerrero, who had gone the whole plate, will be called back to third because the ball bounced over the fence. So a tough break for the Pacific Northwest team. Nonetheless, it keeps the inning alive as Guerrero's on third. And Hughes is on second, so Vincent Rangel got himself a big break because it's still a nothing-nothing game, but now he'll have to face the third baseman, Briggs Ranstrom, as steps in, and he bats on the right-hand side. Now the right-hander is ready. And the pitch, fastball, is taken outside, 1-0. So runners at second and third with 2 men away. Guerrero on third. He walked, and then Hughes is on second. He doubled, and the pitch, slider, and a swing and a miss. It's 1-1 on Ranstrom. On deck, the catcher, Braxton Mills. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Looks like Ranstrom has chased the pitch outside, and now he's behind 1-2. Seems to be getting a little bit over-anxious. Known as Briggsy on the team. Infield back deep. Runners at second to third. The pitch hit on the ground. Slow roller to short. Taken out by the shortstop, Springer. Throw to first just in time to Davis. So the play goes 6-3. Side retired. The Pacific Northwest team of Meridian, Idaho, threatens, but they don't score. No runs, one hit. No errors, a walk, and two left. And the score in the middle of the first inning from Cal Senior's Yard, it is the Pacific Northwest team, nothing. The Pacific Southwest team from Hartford, California, coming to bat. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Last half of the first inning, and the Pacific Southwest team coming up to bat. Gavin Gimble, the second baseman, will lead things off. He'll be followed in the batting order by the shortstop, Will Springer, and the catcher, Gavin Van Groningen. Gabe Hughes, a right-hander on the mound for the team for the Pacific Northwest, looks in for a sign. He winds his first pitch of the game. Fastball high and away, ball one. On the infield for Meridian, Idaho, Ryan Franklin at first, Hayden Cantrill at second. At short, Isaiah Vega and Briggs Ranstrom at third. And the breaking ball low and inside to Gimble, ball two, 2-0. In the outfield, Seth Jones in left, Braden Guerrero in center, Mason Levitt in right. The catcher, Braxton Mills, and on the mound, it's Gabe Hughes, and the breaking ball below the knees, ball three, 3-0. Kevin Gimble crouches in, now the pitch, fastball taken up high, ball four, and Gimble walks on four pitches, so the Pacific Southwest team with a base runner to start the home half for the first, and with no one out, the shortstop, Will Springer, will step in. Springer batting on the right-hand side. In the game against New England yesterday, Springer went 0-for-3, and he digs in the pitch. Fastball strike, and that ball gets away from Braxton Mills going to the backstop. That will enable Gamble to go to second. That'll be a wild pitch charge to Hughes. So a runner at second for the Pacific Southwest team. Three opportunities for the team from California to try to do something here. And the pitch way outside the low, and it gets away from Mills, and another wild pitch charge to Hughes. And that will send Gimble to third. Now, the only thing Springer needs is a fly ball to the outfield to try to bring in the first run in this ball game. One and one to count. Now the windup and the pitch on the way. Swing and a foul ball hit to the right side and out of play. One and two. One of the pitches had been called a strike, a delayed call by the plate umpire, David Master. Kevin Van Groningen is on deck. In at third is Ranstrom. Now the pitch on the way. Breaking ball taken below the knees. Two balls and two strikes. Harford, California, hoping to increase their record to 2-0 while the Pacific Northwest team playing for the first time in this series. The pitch swung on as a high fly ball to right center field. Tagging at third is Gamble. The catch is made by Guerrero. And now the runner at third, Gamble, holding up the throw, getting back in. And Springer just could not hit a fly ball deep enough to bring in Gamble from third. He remains there with one away, and the catcher, Kevin Van Groningen, will step in to hit. The pitch to the right-hand batter. Fastball taken inside and high, and the count 1-0. Kevin stepping out, now stepping back in. One of two Gavins who plays for Hartford, California. Chops with the third, and off the glove of the third baseman, Ranson. It goes into left field. Gamble in to score, racing towards second. Van Groningen, the throw, not in time. He slid right over the second baseman, Cantrill, who went over him. Cantrill appears to be all right, a little bit upset that he was not able to get the play and third. And I believe that's going to be a double. That ball took a big hop. Ramstrom with a great effort, but it went off the heel of his mitt and out into left field. So Gavin knocking in one, Gavin, as Gamble scores from third base. So Gavin Van Groningen with an RBI, and Hartford, California takes a 1-0 lead. So a runner at second, one man away, Vincent Rangel, the batter. He had a ground rule double and a home run against Danbury, Connecticut yesterday, and the right-hand batter takes a strike. It's on the outside portion of the plate, and the count goes to 0-1. The outfield straight away. Now the stretch by Hughes. He looks towards second where Van Groningen leads away. The pitch changeup way inside and high. One ball, one strike. The Pacific Southwest team with a 1-0 lead. Still batting here in the bottom of the first inning. Off the stretch is the right-hander Hughes. He looks towards second. He kicks and delivers. And the breaking ball taken below the knees. Ball two, 2-1 on Rangel. Matthew Aguirre, the extra hitter on deck. The stretch of the pitch. Fouled off to the right side and out of play. It's two balls and two strikes. Vincent Rangel. His favorite player is Cal Ripken. Big part of this Ripken complex, of course. Now the next pitch coming in the dirt. Knocked down by the catcher, Braxton Mills, and holding at second base is Van Groningen. And a full count on Rangel at 3-2. One out, a run in. And the Pacific Southwest team takes a 1-0 lead. As Van Groningen's on second, he just doubled off the glove of the third baseman, Rastrom, to knock in the first run of the game. The delivery, low ball four, and Rangel walks in the 3-2 pitch. Second walk allowed by Hughes. So he's off to a bit of a rough start as the Pacific Southwest team with runners at first and second and one out. And the batter will be the extra hitter, Matthew Aguirre. Aguirre batting on the right-hand side. Aguirre had a home run in yesterday's 3-2 win over New England. Pitched right-hand batter, swung on and fell back in the count 0-1. Infield hoping for a double play with one out here in the first inning, a run in. Pacific Southwest leads the Pacific Northwest team of Idaho. One zip. Outfield deep and straight away. Off the stretch is Hughes. Now he kicks and fires home. Swing and a looper toward first. Coming in is the first baseman, Ryan Franklin, and he makes the catch. Soft line drive. Franklin came in on the infield grass to grab it. And Aguirre is retired, two men away. Runners have to hold it first and second, and the center fielder, Trent Avedia, will step in. Avedia batting right-handed. He played right field as well as center field in yesterday's game and looks at a strike in the outside corner. Nothing and one. He went 0-2 in the game against New England. So Kevin Van Groningen is on second. And on at first is Rangel. First baseman Franklin holds him on. The set and the pitch. And that's low, and it gets by the catcher Mills. And that'll enable the runners to move up. Another wild pitch charged to Hughes, his third wild pitch of the inning. So Van Groningen goes to third. Rangel goes to second. One ball, one strike, the count to Avedia, hoping for a base hit now. That could possibly increase the lead to at least two or three runs. In at first, Franklin, the pitch. Lifted foul to the right side, heading on the roof, and that goes out of play. Count to Avedia is one ball and two strikes. Dylan Davis, the first baseman on deck, into the motion. He is Hughes, he deals. Line drive in the right field, a base hit. Van Groningen comes in to score. Running third and heading home is Rangel. The throw is cut off by the first baseman, Franklin. So Avedia picks up his first hit of the Cal Ripken World Series. A two-run single to right field. Ball bobbled in right for a moment by Lovett. So Van Groningen and Rangel both score. Two hits in the inning for the Pacific Southwest team, and they now lead by a score of 3-0. Runner at first, still two men away, and Dylan Davis comes up, the first baseman, right-hand batter. Now the stretch, throw to first on a time. Dylan Davis struck out twice in the game yesterday against New England. Now in the third, Rastrom the pitch. And a chopper in front of the mound, taken by the pitcher, and that's Hughes. And they play the first in time to Ryan Franklin. Play goes 1-3, and that will retire the side. So for the Pacific Southwest team from Hartford, California, they do pick up three runs. There were two hits, no errors, two walks, and there was a runner left on, and at the end of one from Cal Senior's yard, it is the Pacific Southwest Team 3, Team Pacific Northwest nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFFSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Second inning coming up. And Braxton Mills, the catcher, leads off against Vincent Rangel. 3-0, the Pacific Southwest leading. And the pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Braxton Mills will be followed by the first baseman, Ryan Franklin, and the extra hitter, Quinn McGuire, here in the top of the second inning. Trying to feed it, hit it toward right center. Rangel deals, and the pitch is hit off the end of the bat, a foul ball rolling toward the first base dugout, and they can't believe it up at 1-1 on Mills. 3-0 in favor of the Pacific Southwest team as they scored 3 runs against Gabe Hughes in the bottom of the first. In at third is Pierce, the pitch, breaking ball, taken for a call, strike 2. Back to a breaking ball thrown by Rangel, and it's 1-2. Ryan Franklin on deck. Avedia not too deep in right center. He's the center fielder. Now the pitch on the way, breaking ball, chopped on the ground, foul on the third base side. And that's out of play, and it's still 1-2. Shadows are creeping from the areas behind home plate along the right field side. Everybody's still in the sunlight as Rangel looks into Van Groningen for the sign. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. And Mills goes down on strikes. One gone in the top of the second inning. Strikeout number 2 for Vincent Rangel. And the first baseman, Ryan Franklin, will step in. Franklin batting on the right-hand side and holding a set is Rangel, the pitch to Franklin, slider. And that misses low and away, and it's 1-0. Infield back deep, but halfway into third is Pierce. The next pitch coming. Fastball taken inside, and Franklin ahead. 2 balls and no strikes. Close to the bag at first, Davis. The delivery, slider, and a swing and a miss. It's 2 balls and a strike on Franklin. Rangel taking his time out there. Has to sign. He kicks and throws. And the slider catches the outside corner for a strike 2 call. Ball 2 and strike 2. Quinn McGuire on deck. Vincent Rangel had allowed 1 hit in the first inning. He also walked 1 and fanned 2. And he comes to the belt. Next pitch coming. Cut of the miss. Strike 3. Struck him out. 2 gone in the second. 2 consecutive strikeouts for Vincent Rangel. He's got 4 in the ball game. He has set down 3 in a row. And Quinn McGuire, the extra hitter, will step in. And he bats on the left-hand side. Infield deep and a little bit toward the right. Now holding a set, Rangel, he deals, and a swing and a foul ball back and out of play. And the count is no balls and 1 strike. Hartford, California team for the Pacific Southwest is leading by a score of 3-0. And the team from Meridian, Idaho, batting in the top of the second, and the pitch coming is low and inside, and the count is even at 1-1 on McGuire, a big Milwaukee Brewers fan. Brewers contending with the St. Louis Cardinals for the NL Central this year. And the pitch, and it's chopped foul, heading behind the plate. And it's one ball and two strikes. Quinn McGuire is thrilled about getting a 4.0 grade point average. Third place medal in his novice year. Pierce moving in next to the bag at third. Here's the kick, the delivery. Breaking ball on the outside corner for a call, strike three. Struck it out, so Vince Rangel strikes out the side here in the second inning. He now has five Ks in the ball game, and he has set down four in a row, three up, three down, nothing across. We have played an inning and a half in the fourth game of this five-game schedule this afternoon from Cal Senior's Yard. It is the Pacific Southwest team 3, the Pacific Northwest nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at SFMSports.net.
Top of the second inning, Trace Pierce, the third baseman, leads off for the team from Hartford, California, and it's low and inside, gets away from Mills, and it's ball one. That's Trace Pierce, who made that play at home when he prevented the tying run to score for New England in the sixth inning when he threw out Zach Demko in the sixth inning on a 5-2 play, and Pacific Southwest won 3-2. Pitch and a strike in the outside corner to Pierce, and the count is even at a ball and a strike. Pierce had gone 1-for-2 in the game and hits the pitch foul to the right side. And the count is now a ball and two strikes. Pierce himself was thrown out the plate trying to score on an errant throw by the third baseman Detko as C.J. Cianflone for New England picked up and threw to the plate to nail Pierce on a 9-2 play. Fastball is outside, 2-2. Elias Garcia, the right fielder on deck, and the left fielder, Bo Wilkinson, to follow for the Pacific Southwest here in the second inning. And the pitch is in there for a call, strike three. Caught him looking. Pierce is retired. One gone. And for Gabe Hughes, that is his first strikeout. The right fielder, Elias Garcia, will step in. He bats on the right-hand side. The delivery. Line to the left field for a base hit just beyond the outstretched glove of the shortstop Vega. And the left fielder Seth Jones will play back in towards second. So first ball swinging. And Garcia lines a base knock in the left field for the third hit of the ball game for the team from Hartford, California. So the Pacific Southwest team with a runner at first and one man out. And Bo Wilkinson, the left fielder, steps in. Open stance batting on the right-hand side as Hughes looks toward first. He works for the stretch. In a third is Ranstrom, the throw to first, not in time, and the runner, Garcia, dives back. The Pacific Southwest team with a 3-0 lead, scoring all three runs in the first inning off Gabe Hughes. The outfield deep and straight away. Deep at second base is Cantrill, down the stretch. The pitch on the way, swung on, a half swing, fly ball, shallow right center field. Guerrero coming on, he'll get there, and he has it 2 minutes away. So Bo Wilkinson skies out to center field, and it's back to the top of the order. And the second baseman, Gavin Gamble, will bat for the second time. He ignited the three-run rally as he drew a walk to start the ball game. He went to second and then third on a couple of wild pitches and eventually scored on a double to left field by Gavin Van Groningen. gave the Pacific Southwest team a 1-0 lead. Throw to first down in time. And then Trent Avila had a two-run single later on in the inning. The pitch is taken down low for a ball. It's 1-0 on Gamble. Rastrum remains next to the bag at third. Franklin holds the runner on first. The set, the pitch. Low, ball 2-0. It's gotten a little bit quiet here in Aberdeen. Here's the set. Next pitch coming. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Taken for a strike. It's 2-1. We will have another game later on this evening at 8 o'clock. Harford County will take on Ohio Valley, the team from the Denver area in Colorado. First pitch approximately 8 o'clock Eastern time. The 2-1 delivery, inside and low. So Hughes has gone behind on Gimble at 3-1. Garcia on first and two men out. Bottom of the second inning, Pacific Southwest ahead 3-0. Will Springer, the shortstop, will hit next. He's on deck. Runner goes, pitch, ground ball hits to first on a hop. Taken by Franklin. He'll race to the bag unassisted to get Gamble. And the bottom half of the second comes to a close. For the Pacific Southwest team in the second, no runs, one hit, no errors, and a runner left on. And at the end of two from Cal Senior's yard at Aberdeen, Maryland, the score, the team from Hartford, California, Pacific Southwest 3, the Pacific Northwest team from Meridian, Idaho. Nothing. We'll be back. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFNSports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Flendenin, from Cal Senior Yard, Aberdeen, Maryland. Top of the third inning, Mason Lovett, the right fielder, leads off for the team from Meridian, Idaho, and the pitch gets the outside corner, a strike call, 0-1. Vincent Brangle struck out the side of the second, starting his third inning of work, and he's been off to a nice start. Now the kick, the delivery, breaking ball, swing and a miss, and a two-strike count. It'll be Mason Lovett, followed by the left fielder Seth Jones and the second baseman Hayden Cantrell going back to the top of the order with Cantrell batting here in the third. Next pitch coming, slider swung on and missed, strike three. Four consecutive strikeouts for Mr. Vincent Brangle. He now has six in the ball game, and he has set down five in a row. One away, and here's the second baseman Hayden Cantrell, who struck out his first time up. 35 pitches thrown by Brangle. Both pitchers, Hughes and Brangle, had thrown 32 pitches for the first two innings. Pierce in at third. The next pitch is hit foul to the third base side for strike one. 0-1 on Cantrell. Three nothing, the Pacific Southwest with the lead. The outfield to the right. And the breaking ball. Swing of the miss. Cantrell way out in front as Brangle had pulled the string a bit, and a two-strike count. Five pitches in this inning, all of them for strikes. Brangle's got a nasty breaking ball working. Almost in at first is Davis. The pitch has a drive in the left center field, racing hard to his left. He has Wilkinson. He'll have to play it on a hop. It's a base hit. Throw getting back at his short. So on a two-strike pitch, Cantrell found a pitch to his liking and loops a single in the left center field. And the Pacific Northwest team with its second hit of the ball game. They have a man on first with one gone, and the shortstop, Isaiah Vega, will bat for the second time. He bats right-handed. He struck out his first time up in the first inning. Stretch the pitch. Slider, take it low and away. It's a ball, 1-0. Pierce remaining in at third. Deep and shifted toward right center is Avedia. And they deliver a curveball, and it's over. Taken for a strike. It'll even up the count at a ball and a strike on the shortstop, Isaiah Vega. Rangel has walked one man. He gave up one hit. There was a ground rule double to Hughes in the first and giving up another hit to Crantrill here in the third. Throw to first, not in time. Runner dives back as Dylan Davis will hold him on. Middle infielder Springer and Gamble back deep and short and second. The next pitch, square in the bunt as the batter. Runner goes, throw to second and not in time. And Cantrell steals second base. So Vega, who took the pitch for a ball, bluffed a bunt. A delayed steal, and Gavin Van Groningen throw down to second, not in time to Gavin Gamble. And Cantrell has a stolen base. His first of the Cal Ripken World Series. He is in scoring position at second with one man away. 2-1 the count on Vega. Now Rangel looks over his right shoulder, over to second, the pitch. Roller hit to third next to the bag. Taken by Pierce. Throw to first in Zid time, and advancing from second to third and diving in head first to third without any throws, Cantrell. So Vega rolls out slowly to third, two set aside here in the third inning, and the center fielder Brayden Guerrero will step in. He had drawn a walk his first time up in the first inning, and that's the only walk that Rangel has allowed in the game thus far as the Pacific Southwest team leads 3-0. Time called, and the batter will step out. It's actually Vega, the pitch, and they cut it a miss. Seth Jones is on at third base. Tim and out. Here's the set, the delivery, slider, and it's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Vega. So it's Jones who got the base hit. And he stole second. Made it to third when Cantrell grounded out. Vega hoping for a big hit with 2 men away. The pitch swing and a miss. Down he goes for strike three, and that will retire the side. Two strikeouts in the inning for Vince Rangel. And he now has 7 Ks in the ball game for the Pacific Northwest team in the third inning. No runs, one hit. No errors and one left. And the Pacific Northwest team has stranded 3 runners on base in this ball game. So at the end of 2.5, it is the Pacific Southwest team 3 and the Pacific Northwest team nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
We go down to the bottom of the third inning. Will Springer, the shortstop, leads it off. Takes a fastball up high for a ball. It's 1-0. The 2, 3, and 4 men due up for Hartford, California, against right-hander Gabe Hughes. In the bottom half of the third, the Pacific Southwest team with a 3-0 lead. The windup and the 1-0. And a line drive into center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Ball picked up on a hop by Guerrero. He'll play it back in. So a leadoff single for Springer here in the third inning. So the Pacific Southwest team with its fourth hit of the ball game off Gabe Hughes. And with no one out, the catcher, Gavin Van Groningen, will step in. He doubled off the glove of the third baseman, Briggs Ramstrom, and knocked in a run and scored a run back in the first inning. That's right-handed. Ramstrom in a third. The pitch taken down low for a ball as Braxton Mills, the catcher, knocked the ball down, and it's 1-0. Outfield deep and straight away. Franklin holding Springer on first. Now the stretch by Hughes. Kicks and fires back home. Runner goes. Slider is low and away and off the glove of Mills. And Springer will go to second and has a stolen base. And now the count to Van Groningen is 2-0. Chance for the Pacific Southwest team to get another run with no one out here in the third. Hughes ready. Delivers home. Ground ball hit to short. Taken by the shortstop, Vega. And a throw to third. Not in time, but the ball is dropped by Ramstrom, and everybody is safe. That'll be a fielder's choice as Springer was able to beat the throw anyway. And he's on at third, and Van Groningen is on at first base with no one out, and the pitcher Vincent Wrangel will step in. He had walked, went to second on a wild pitch, and scored along with Gavin Van Groningen on a two-run single by Trent Avedia in that first inning that increased the Pacific Southwest lead from 1-0 to 3-0. That's where we are. Runners at the corners with no one out here in the third, and now they had a runner caught up between first and third. Throw to third, they got him! Oh, what a good move that time by Hughes. As he saw the base runner from first, Van Groningen, take off. They had him in a rundown between first and second, but then Hughes with a good heads-up play. He saw Springer leading off the bag at third, and then he threw on to third to Briggs Ramstrom, who tags out Springer, who's picked off on a 1-5 play, and that's the first out of the inning. So Van Groningen goes to second on the fielder's choice, and Wrangel lines one up the middle for a base hit to center field. Rounding third and holding there is Van Groningen. The center fielder Guerrero gets the ball back in. So Wrangel singles to center for his third hit of the World Series. Second time he's been on base, so racing to third, Gavin Van Groningen. So runners at the corners for the Pacific Southwest team with one out. Boy, how big is that play with Springer getting caught off third? And now the batter will be the extra hitter, Matthew Aguirre, who lined at first his first time up. Open stance batting right-handed. The set and the pitch. Runner goes from first to second. Pitch is taken for a ball. And Mills decided to bluff a throw and let Wrangel steal second base. So two stolen bases in the inning for the Pacific Southwest team as Aguirre took the pitch for a strike, and it's 0-1. On the extra hitter whose pitch last night had had a home run. The pitch, high fly ball hit to right field. Tagging to third, Van Groningen. The catch is made by Kraft. Here comes Van Groningen down the line for third. Throws cut off at the mound. Throw to third, and that ball's thrown away. Goes into left field, and racing home is Wrangel. And two runs have scored, and the Pacific Southwest team has itself a 5-0 lead. So a sack fly for Aguirre, picks up a run, batted in his second of the World Series. So the runner from third, Van Groningen, comes in to score. The throw from the right fielder Kraft was cut off near the mound by Hughes. Hughes will get a throwing error because he tried to get Wrangel going from second to third, and the ball was thrown away. It went past the third baseman Ramston into left field, and Wrangel scores on the throwing error by Hughes, and now it's a 5-0 lead for the team from Hartford, California. Trent Avedia is the batter, right-hand batter. In at third now is Ramstrom. The pitch by Hughes, and a half-swing ground ball hit down to second, taken out by Cantrill. He plays on to Franklin at first in time to get Avedia, and the side is retired. But the team from Hartford, California picks up two more runs. There were two hits, one costly miscue, and no one left on base. So at the end of three from Cal Senior Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, it's now the Pacific Southwest team 5 and the Pacific Northwest team nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFNSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Top of the fourth inning, and Brendan Guerrero, the center fielder, leads it off for the Pacific Northwest of Meridian, Idaho. And the pitch thrown by Rangel is taken up high, ball one. Besides channel one, we are also carrying the game on SFMSports.net, channel two. The pitch low and away for a ball. 2-0. Correction, it's Hanford, California. Of course, I'm thinking Hartford County here in Maryland, but Hanford, California is the team from the Pacific Southwest, so my apologies. As the correct pronunciation was brought to my attention, the pitch is chopped foul to the first base side, and the count to Guerrero is 2-1. He's playing center field for the Pacific Northwest team. He had reached on a walk his first time up. Vincent Rangel, in one stretch, had struck out 4 in a row. And the pitch is low for a ball. It gets away from the catcher, Van Rodigan. And the count goes to 3-1. Rangel had struck out 2 in the first inning. He struck out the side in the second. And also fanned 2 in the third inning. So he has racked up 7 strikeouts already, and we're just in the fourth. 5-0 Pacific Southwest. Next pitch, chopped on the ground to second, to his left, and grabbing the ball is Gamble, but the throw to first, and it is not in time. Gamble waited a little bit, and he backed up on the hop, but I think that's what might have cost him, as Guerrero really raced hard down the line toward first. So the peg to first, not in time to Dalen Davis. So it's an infield hit for Guerrero leading off the fourth inning. And that's the third hit for the Pacific Northwest team off Rangel. And with no one out, the opposing pitcher, Gabe Hughes, steps in. Pitch taken for a ball. Now they got the runner caught up between first and second. Now the first baseman, Davis, flipping on to the shortstop, Springer, racing him back and tagging him just in time before he was able to get back to the bag at first. So it's a caught stealing. Good throw by Van Groningen down to Davis at first. And then a rundown is Guerrero. So the play goes 1-2. To 3-6, so a caught stealing Guerrero is out, one away. Pitches a strike to Hughes in the count 0-1. He had a ground rule double to center field his first time up. Right-hand batter takes the fastball inside and high, one ball, one strike. 3 runs in the first, 2 runs in the second for the team from Hanford, California. They lead the Pacific Northwest team from Meridian, Idaho by the count of 5-0 as the 1 second stop made by Rangel and the pitch. And it misses up high for a ball, 3-0 the count. Infield spread out, the pitch and on the ground toward the belt. Diving to his left and up on the ball, Springer gets on his feet. Throw to first, he got him. Beautiful diving stop by Springer. Going up the middle, going to his left, reaching out with a gloved hand. He got back on his feet in a hurry once he fielded the ball. Fired on to Davis in time to get Hughes at first for a 6-3 put out. Now there are 2 set aside in the top of the fourth inning, and the third baseman, Briggs Ranstrom, will bat for the second time. He bounced to short his first time up. Rangel at the belt, he deals. Breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 6:30 Eastern time. We welcome all of you, wherever you might be listening, besides here on the Eastern Time Zone, but anywhere in the country and around the world. The Brinke ball on the outside corner for a strike, 0-2, especially those of you out west in Hanford, California, and Meridian, Idaho, following your teams on SFNSports.net. Chow's 1-2. And a chopper to third and over the head of the third baseman, Pierce. It goes out of the left field. Ball bobbled by Wilkerson. And Wilkerson, rather, fires it back into second. So on a two-strike pitch, Ranstrom chops one over the head of the third baseman, Pierce, for a two-out single. Boy, that play where Guerrero got caught up in a rundown and was out on a 1-2-3-6 play looms large. So Ranstrom on first for the second hit for the Pacific Northwest team of the inning. They now have four in the game. Runner at first base with two men out. Pacific Southwest ahead 5-0 in the top of the fourth. Braxton Mills is the hitter. He struck out his first time up in the second. Rangel delivers. And a soft fly drive into left field. It's a base hit. Ball tracked down by the shortstop Springer. And holding at second is Ranstrom as the inning continues. So Mills loops the single into left field as the Pacific Northwest team is mounting a threat. Runners at first and second with two men out. And here's the first baseman, Ryan Franklin, stepping in. He struck out in the second. So the manager for Hanford, California, is going out to the mound to try to sell down Rangel, who really was moving along well. That's Matt Gamble, who is the father of the second baseman, Gavin Gamble. So, folks, why don't you do is stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. Just search for SFN Sports Channels 1 and 2, then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet, thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Flendenin, from Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland. Two on, two outs. Ryan Franklin is the batter. The delivery. Swing and a miss on a slider. And a bluff towards second, but nothing on. So Van Groningen wisely let Ranstrom come back. I don't think he wants to risk making a bad throw and have it go into center field, especially when you have two outs already in the inning. The 1 second stop by Rangel and the pitch on the way. Pass ball, a call strike on the inside corner, and quickly a two strike count on Franklin. Ranstrom on second, Mills on first. Two outs, 5-0 Pacific Southwest leading. Top of the fourth inning. And the pitch with a swing and a miss. Strike three, Franklin. Goes down on strikes. Second time to these fans. Strikeout number eight for Vincent Rangel. So that'll do it for the Pacific Northwest team. They threatened but failed to score. No runs. There were three hits. No errors and two left. In the middle of the fourth inning from Aberdeen, Maryland, it is the Pacific Southwest team of Hanford, California 5. The Pacific Northwest team of Meridian, Idaho, nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Last half of the fourth inning, and the Pacific Southwest team, well, kind of bad against a left-hander for the Pacific Northwest team. And that's Quinn McGuire. Is now doing the pitching. He had been the extra hitter, so Quinn McGuire is now doing the pitching for the team from Meridian, Idaho, the Pacific Northwest team. And now a pinch hitter for Dylan Davis. Ethan Teal will bat for Davis, so Ethan Teal will bat for Davis. Now the left-hander winds up and the pitch on the way. Breaking ball, take it below the knees. It's 1-0. It'll be Ethan Teal, followed by the third baseman, Trace Pierce, and the right fielder, Elias Garcia. Two up for Hanford, California. In the bottom of the fourth, they lead 5-0. In the third, Ranstrom, the windup and the 1-0. Fastball is outside at high, ball 2, 2-0. Shadows continue to creep toward the baselines. Now the umpire, the batter and catcher are in the shade right now as the left-hander, McGuire into the motion, the kick and the delivery. And the fastball is high and outside, ball 3. And now the count to Teal is 3-0. Trace Pierce, the third baseman, is the on-deck batter. Almost everybody still in the sunlight as we see shadows creeping along the right field line as well. And in front of the third base dugout. Next pitch coming inside the low, ball 4, and Teal, the pinch batter, leads off the fourth with a walk. First walk given up by McGuire as Gabe Hughes, the starter, went 3 innings. Gave up 5 runs, 4 of them earned on 6 hits. And Hughes had walked 1 batter and struck out 1. And here's Trace Pierce, who took a call, third strike his first time up. Squares the bunt, takes it high and outside for a ball, 1-0. Outfield deep and straight away as the breeze continues to blow in from center field toward home plate. McGuire studies the target from Mills. Now the left-hand pitcher looks over the first, and he delivers home. And the ball bunted to the right side of the infield. A good one taken by McGuire. Underhand toss to first is in time to the first baseman, Franklin. Good bunt by Pierce. So it's a sack 1-3 if you're scoring. One gun, and Teal crosses over to second base. And the right fielder, Elias Garcia, will step in. He had a base hit to left field his first time up. Right-hand batter. 5-0. The team from Hanford, California. Batting here in the home half of the fourth as McGuire has to sign. He's off the stretch, looks towards second, and he delivers. Inside, and that gets away from the catcher, Mills. And a throw to third, not in time. Teal is able to make it to third, and a wild pitch will be charged to Quinn McGuire. One ball and no strikes with only one out. Garcia hoping to not get a run with at least a sack fly to the outfield. As McGuire is ready, he stretches and the 1-0 offering. Off-speed pitch, and there's a strike in the outside corner. 1-1 to Garcia. Moving next to the bag at first is Franklin. Next to the bag at third is Ranstrom, hoping for a play at the plate that the ball should be hit to either one of them. The middle infielder's back deep, and the pitch slice foul to the right side heading toward the stands, and that's out of play, and Garcia falls behind on a one ball, two strike count. On deck is Bo Wilkinson, the left fielder. 1-2 the count to Garcia. With Teal on third and one out, the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a call, strike 3. Caught him looking. Give it away, and that's the first strikeout for Quinn McGuire. Now it's up to Bo Wilkinson, who flied out to center field his first time up. Now Matt Gamble going over to the umpire right now. And I think looks like Wilkinson has been called back, and Jonah Nestor will bat for Wilkinson. So Jonah Nestor is the pinch batter. So he comes into the home plate area, batting on the right-hand side, wearing number 10 on his back. Ethan Teal, who walked, went to second on a sack bunt, went to third on a wild pitch, leads away there, and McGuire delivers, and this one is swung on and popped up on the right side of the infield. Cantrell, the second baseman, is right there, and he has it. And the side's retired. So the pinch batter, Nestor, pops out to Cantrell at second base. And that'll retire the side in the fourth inning for Hanford, California. No runs. And there were no hits. No errors, a walk, and one left on. And the score at the end of four from Cal Senior Yard. It is now the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California, 5, and the Pacific Northwest team from Meridian, Idaho, nothing. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series right here on SFNSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Top of the fifth inning. Leadoff batter will be the pitcher, Quinn McGuire, and he takes a strike in the outside corner, and the count is nothing and one. Ethan Teal has remained in the ball game to play center field. The windup and the pitch on the way, and the fastball is taken outside and low. One ball, one strike. Top of the fifth inning. And now the windup and the pitch on the way, and it's taken down low. Ball two, two and one. Right-hand pitcher on the mound. New pitcher coming in. The delivery, and it's taken down low, 3-1. In fact, Will Springer, who was playing shortstop, is now doing the pitching for the Pacific Southwest team. And as I pointed out, Ethan Teal remained in the ball game to play center field. And a pitch and a cut and a miss on a breaking ball. 3-2. Pierce near the line at third. Off the line at first is Davis. So Springer has to sign. He kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. And McGuire might have chased the pitch outside. Strike three. One gone. The first strikeout for Springer. And the next batter coming up will be Noah Kraft.
Number 10, Noah Kraft.
And he is a right-hand batter. The delivery, swing, and a miss, strike one. That is the ninth strikeout, by the way, for Pacific Southwest pitching in this ballgame. The outfield deep and a little bit toward the right. The windup, and Springer delivers, and the pitch is taken up high, and it's 1-1. Vince Rangel won four innings, did a good job. No runs, five hits, eight strikeouts, and he walked one man. Now the kick, the 1-1 delivery, and a chopper toward the middle. That'll go through. It's a base hit to center field. Ball picked up by the center fielder, and that's Gabe Hughes, who had been pitching and taking the turn at first base and holding his craft, so He is aboard with a one-out single for the team from Meridian, Idaho here in the top of the fifth inning. And the batter will be the left fielder, Seth Jones, who singled and stole a base his first time up back in the third inning. Next to the bag at third is Pierce. And the stretch and the delivery. Breaking ball taken down low, and way off the bag at first was Kraft, and the count 1-0. Now the stretch. Pitch on the way. Fastball. And it misses the outside corner. And now the count goes to 2-0. Jones stepped out. Now he steps back in as the shadows continue to creep toward the mound, although the pitcher is still in the sunlight. Now holding a set is Springer, and he delivers, and the pitch and the fastball is low and away. Ball 3, 3-0. Hitting Cantrill, the second baseman, is waiting on deck. 5-0 in favor of the Pacific Southwest. They're batting here. In the top of the fifth, the pitch check swing, and it's taken for a strike, so Jones took it all the way, and the count goes to 3-1. Now Springer studies the target near the bag at second is Gamble. First baseman holding the runner on, the pitch and a swing, and a foul ball back and out of play. Full count on Jones at 3-2. Now Springer is off the rubber, doffing his cap and wiping the perspiration there. Now he gets back on the mound, toes the rubber. Looks in to Van Groningen for the sign. With Kraft leading away at first and one out. 3-2 delivery, swing, and a missed strike three. And Jones goes down on strikes. 2 minutes away, second strikeout to the inning for Springer. It's back to the top of the order. So the second baseman, Hayden Cantrell, will bat for the third time, a right-hand batter. He is 0-2. He has struck out, and he's grounded a third. Hanford, California, the Pacific Southwest region, ahead 5-0, two outs. Pacific Northwest team from Meridian, Idaho, batting in the top of the fifth. Throw to first, not in time. Kraft dies back. Now the stretch, the delivery, fastball, is taken up high for a ball. 1-0. Now the stretch. The outfield a bit toward the right. And the pitch on the way. And it's taken below the knees for a ball, and they count 2-0. Dylan Davis holding the runner at first. Next pitch coming. Swing and a foul ball back and out of play. So the count is 2 balls and 1 strike on Cantrill with the shortstop Isaiah Vega on deck. 2 men out, top of the fifth inning. Pacific Southwest is ahead 5-0. They got 3 runs in the first and 2 in the third inning. Now Springer comes set to the belt. This will be a 2-1 pitch. It's on the way. Hit on the ground is second. Gamble bobbles the ball, picks it up, and now he does have a play, and everybody's safe. And an arrow will be charged to Gamble. Easy bouncer going to his up, but the ball coughed up on him. So Kraft will hold it second. Cantrell reaching on the error, so the inning continues for the Pacific Northwest. Runners at first and second, 2 men out. And Isaiah Vega, the shortstop, will step in. Been up twice and has struck out both times, once in the first, once in the third. Now the 1 second stop by Will Springer. He looks towards second, and the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on a high fastball, nothing and one. Big heat that time from Springer. Pacific Northwest running out of outs. They have only four outs left, or otherwise they'll wind up losing this game. The pitch, slider, and a cut and a miss, and a two-strike count on Vega. Springer is really dealing right now. Brendan Guerrero, the center fielder, waiting on deck. Hughes is shaded toward right center of the pitch of the swing, and a foul ball back and out of play. Count still holds at 0-2. Or I should say Vincent Rangel is shaded to right center, I should say. Now the stretch of the delivery. Curveball high, and that goes off the glove of Van Run again. It'll go to the backstop, and a wild pitch will be charged to Springer, enabling Kraft to go to third, and Cantrell down to second base. One ball and two strikes to count to the shortstop, Isaiah Vega. Pacific Northwest needs a base hit now as Springer comes set. Rangel shaded to right center. 1-2 and a swing and a miss. And down he goes for strike three. Third time that Vega has fan side retired. And the pitcher Springer has struck out the side. No runs. One hit. There was an error and two left on. And the Pacific Northwest has left seven runners on base in this game. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning from Aberdeen, Maryland. Hanford, California still leads Meridian, Idaho by the score of 5-0. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Top of the order coming up for the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California, as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Stu Paul, along with our executive producer, Steve Clendenin. Gavin Gamble will bat for the second time in this game. He's a left-hand batter. The lefty, McGuire, delivers, and the breaking ball down low. It gets away from the catcher, Mills, and it's 1-0. Gamble walked and scored in the first inning, grounded out to first in the second. Highlights: an RBI double by Gavin Van Groningen and a two-run single by Trent Avedia. And they first gave the Pacific Southwest team a 3-0 lead. The pitch, slow roller, hit to short. Come in, Vega, he has it. Fires on the first in time to Franklin. A good stretch by Franklin. Gamble retires for the first out here in the fifth inning. Play goes 6-3. And now the pitcher, Will Springer, will step in. He started the ball game at short. Wide to center of the first, single to center, stole a base, went to third, and then was picked off at third on a 1-5 play in the third inning. Left-hander Quinn McGuire has the sign. He's into the motion. Ransom in at third, the pitch, swing, and a miss, strike one. Hanford, California, played at home two more runs on a sack fly and also a throwing error that allowed a second run to score. And it's 5-0 Pacific Southwest. We're in the bottom of the fifth. The 0-1 pitch is hit foul to the first base side and out of play. 0-2 the count. Springer came on to strike out the side, but he came on to relieve in the top half of the sitting. Tall fellow, open stance, betting on the right-hand side. Now, McGuire looks in to Mills for the side. He's into the motion and the two-strike delivery. Fouled off again to the right side and on the roof. Count remains at 0-2. On deck, the catcher, Gavin Van Groningen. Now the left-hander kicks and he deals. Breaking ball down low and off the mid of the catcher Mills, and it's 1-2. Each team has used two pitchers of the ball game as Brandstrom struttens up at third. Near the line at first is Franklin. Outfield deep and straight away. The 1-2 offering popped up foul again. Boy, Springer's really hanging tough and remains alive on a one-ball, two-strike count. Don't forget, another game in store for you at 8 o'clock on both SFMSports.net channels 1 and 2. Now they wind up and the 1-2, low for a ball, it's 2-2. 8 o'clock, it'll be Harford County taking on Ohio Valley from the Denver area. Kara Dillonick will be on hand for the call at 8 o'clock, preceded by the pregame show at approximately 7:50 p.m. The pitch hit in the air to center field and deep. Back to the wall goes the center fielder. And that, by the way, is Guerrero. And he has it 2 feet away. Springer hit it deep, but right in front of the warning track for out number two in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now the catcher, Gavin Van Groningen, will step in. He put Hanford ahead with an RBI double off the glove of the third baseman Ranstrom in the first and reached to the fielder's choice and scored in the third. He also scored in the first inning. Pitch off the outside corner for a ball, 1-0. Shadow continues to creep to the third base bag and down into shallow left, and now the shadows are creeping halfway toward the mound. The left-hander, McGuire, winds and deals. Breaking ball is low and outside. Ball 2-0. And the right side of the diamond is in the shade. And part of right field is in the shade. Still the pitcher, the infielders, and the outfielders still in the sunlight as McGuire steadies the target from Braxton Mills. The left-hander kicks around. Comes the left arm. 2-0 delivery. Low and outside. 3 balls and no strikes. On deck, the center fielder, Vincent Rangel, who started the ball game for the Pacific Southwest team today. The kick and the delivery. Ground ball toward the right side to throw a base in the right, unless the right fielder can throw him to first. And a throw is in time. So the base hit has been nullified as Kraft fielded the ball in right field and threw on to Franklin at first in time for a 9-3 putout. And McGuire has himself a 1-2-3 inning. Yeah, the bottom of the fifth. Nice play by Kraft indeed. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. So we go to the sixth inning. One more chance for the team from Meridian, Idaho, the Pacific Northwest Trails. The team from Hanford, California, the Pacific Southwest Regional. Chance 5-0. We'll be back. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
So the Pacific Southwest team is 3 outs away from going up 2-0, and last chance for the Pacific Northwest team as we go down to the sixth inning, and the Pacific Southwest team leads 5-0. Brayden Guerrero, the left-hand hitting center fielder, leads off against Will Springer, who came on to relief in the fifth inning, and the pitch fastball gets the outside corner. So strike called, 0-1. Guerrero walked in the first and had an infield hit in the fourth inning. That was caught at a rundown on a 1-2-3-6 play, caught stealing in the fourth inning. Shadow almost covering the entire mound as Springer deals, and the pitch was one hopped in the dirt, knocked down by the catcher, Van Gromigan. And it's a one ball, one strike count on Guerrero. In at first is Davis, and the outfield toward the right, not very deep. Into the motion of Springer. To the middle, a base hit to center field. A good start for the Pacific Northwest team as Guerrero has been on base 3 times. Center fielder Rangel gets it in, and trying to go to second is Guerrero. The throw not in time. So Guerrero stretched the single into a double. And for the Pacific Northwest team, that is their 7th hit of the ball game. And Guerrero's on second base with no one out. And Gabe Hughes, who had started the game on the mound, is in center field. He'll step up to the plate. 1-for-2, he had a ground rule double to center in the first inning and grounded to short in the fourth inning. Now Springer, the right-hander, comes sending outfield a bit toward the right, the delivery. And this one's shot foul going beyond the roof of the third base dugout. Nice play by Finn in the first row. 0-1 the count. The team from Meridian, Idaho, needs runs, and they need them now as they trail the team from Hanford, California, 5-0 here in the sixth. Springer looks into Van Groningen for the sign. Now he's off the stretch. Looks towards second where Guerrero leads away. And the pitch on the way. Low and off the mitt of the catcher, Van Groningen. Guerrero had ideas about going to third, but wisely held up at second. So now the count is even at 1-1. Near the line to third is Pierce. Time is called, and Hughes will step out. Briggs Ranstrom, the third baseman, is waiting on deck. Now the stretch by the right-hander Springer. Spins, pickoff play at second, not in time, and Guerrero dives back as the shortstop took the throw that time. Springer had started the game at short. Now he's on the mound. Second pitcher used in this game by manager Matt Gamble of the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California. And the stretch, the delivery, swung on, popped up, shallow right field. Who's going to get the center fielder? Rangel calls for it, and he makes the catch in shallow right center field. One away, and Guerrero has nowhere to go but remain put at second base. So with one away, the batter will be the third baseman Briggs Ranstrom, who grounded a short in the first and had a base hit to left in the fourth inning. Pacific Northwest with 7 hits and 6 hits for Hanford, but Hanford, California leads 5-0. The pitch cut it a miss, 0-1. That ball sunk at the plate. Last licks for the team from Meridian, Idaho. Springer studies the target from Van Gromigan. Now time is called, and Ranstrom had stepped out. Now he steps back in. Springer looks in. Leading away at second is Guerrero. He checks over there. Now he puts his hands together for the stretch and deals. And the slider is taken low and away for a ball. 1-1. It is now 7:05 Eastern time, so the final game on tap between Harford County and Ohio Valley from the Denver, Colorado area gets underway a little less than an hour from now at 8 o'clock. Holding a set of Springer, looks towards second. This will be a 1-1 pitch, and it's on the way. Swung on. Pop fly, shallow right field, going out. It's the second baseman, Gamble, and he has it. And now they're a two-man away, and the Pacific Northwest team is down to its last out of the ballgame, and it's up to Braxton Mills, the catcher, who is 1-for-2. He struck out in the second and had a base hit to left in the fourth inning. Pacific Southwest team of Hanford, California leads at 5-0 with Guerrero on second and two-man away in the top of the sixth inning. Outfield remains shallow, a bit toward right. Now holding a set of Springer, he deals. Swing at a best strike one. Fastball, blown right by Mills that time. Shadows still creeping, now beyond the mound, but Springer still has his face in the sunlight. That's going to be tough. He looks in to Van Groningen for the sign. Now he stretches and deals. And a ground ball hit to short. And now the throw to first in the dirt, and it's thrown away. Davis can't handle it. And in the score is Guerrero. And going to second on the error is Braxton Mills. This game is still alive, and the Pacific Northwest team is on the board. And now the lead is 5-1 for Hanford, California. So an error will be charged to the shortstop. It's actually Pierce who's now playing short. Had been playing third, and Ryan Franklin at the plate. He has struck out twice, 0-for-2, and the pitch low and away for a ball. It's 1-0. We try to get as many moves as we can, and sometimes a manager could make two or three moves at once. We try to catch them as many as possible. Now time is called, and one of the coaches for Hanford, California, is going to the mound. All they need is one more out to go up 2-0 in this 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. So the meeting of the minds on the mound. All week, the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in Championship Weekend. This Friday, August 15th, Championship Weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m., followed by the International Championship at 7:30 p.m. Keep in mind, these are Eastern times. Then we will broadcast the World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45 p.m. Eastern time. Get the scheduled scores and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfnsports.net. Ryan Franklin steps in. Runner at second to run in. 5-1 favor the Pacific Southwest team. And the pitch is low and away. Ball one. Springer trying to finish it off. Ground ball hit to short to Pierce in the previous batter, but he throws it away, keeping the ball game alive. And the Pacific Northwest team got on the board as a result of the error. So no RBI for Mills, who's on second with 2 men out. Springer off the stretch to the right-hand batter and delivers the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a foul ball, back and out of play. Franklin getting an inside fastball, but still ahead on the count of 2-1. Plus, we'll have the Cal Ripken World Series to continue tomorrow for you. And holding a set is Springer. The 2-1 delivery, swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Sinking fastball. He blew it right by the first baseman, Ryan Franklin. Quinn McGuire, the pitcher, is waiting on deck, hoping to get a chance. But it's up to Franklin now. 2-2 with two outs. Runner at second. A run in, 5-1. Hanford, California leading. Runner goes. Drive in the left field. And the ball is caught by Wilkinson. And that is the ball game, despite the fact the sun is shining right in his eyes. Wilkinson makes the grab as Franklin lines out to left for the final out. And the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California goes up 2-0, winning this ball game by the count of 5-1. In the sixth inning for the Pacific Northwest from Meridian, Idaho, they do pick up a run. One hit. There was an error and one left. I'll be back with a recap in just a moment. So the final score in this fourth game of this Five-game schedule played here at Cal Senior's Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland. It was the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California, 5. The Pacific Northwest team from Meridian, Idaho, 1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Well, a good day for the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California, as they win for the second straight day by a score of 5-1. Stu Paul with you, and here are the totals of the ball game for the Pacific Southwest team. 5 runs on 5 hits, 2 errors. They left 3 runners on base. For the Pacific Northwest team, 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error. 8 runners left on base. Vince Rangel is the winner. Gabe Hughes is the loser. And now both teams shaking hands at home plate as the Pacific Northwest team of Meridian, Idaho falls to 0-1. Hanford would not waste any time drawing first blood in the first inning, and that's where they would win the ball game. Gavin Gebel led off with a walk, advanced to second and as well as third on wild pitches. But before the second wild pitch occurred, Will Springer flied out to center, and then Gavin Van Groningen doubled off the glove of the third baseman, Briggs Ranstrom, to bring in Gamble from third with the first run of the ball game at Hanford, California, had themselves a 1-0 lead. Then Vincent Rangel walked, and then both Van Groningen and Rangel advanced on a wild pitch. After Matthew Aguirre lined out softly to third, Tredavidia came through with a 2-run single to right field, knocking in both Van Groningen and Rangel, and the Pacific Southwest team had themselves a 3-0 lead. They would add 2 more big runs in the third inning when Will Springer, who finished out the game as a pitcher, single to center, stole a base, went to third on a fielder's choice, but then got picked off on a 1-5 play. Vincent Rangel then single to center, enabling Van Groningen, who reached on a fielder's choice, to go to third. And then Rangel still second, and then with runners at second and third, Matthew Aguirre hit a sack fly to right that brought in Van Groningen from third base with a 4th run, and the pitcher, Gabe Hughes, at the time cut off the throw. He tried to get Rangel, trying to go from second to third on the sack fly to right, but Hughes threw the ball away, past Rangstrom, in the left field, and Rangel scored the 5th run of the game and the final run as the Pacific Southwest led 5-0. But the Pacific Northwest team would not go down without a fight. Brandon Guerrero, single to center to lead off the 6th inning. After Gabe Hughes fly to center, Briggs Ranstrom popped to second. In fact, Guerrero had stretched his single into a double. He was able to go to third, actually, on the fly ball to center. Braxton Mills then hit a ground ball to short. And the shortstop, Trace Pierce, threw the ball away, enabling Guerrero to score. And the Pacific Northwest won on the board. They were trailing the Pacific Southwest 5-1, but could not get any more runs as Ryan Franklin lined out to left field. And that was it as the Pacific Southwest team from Hanford, California, wins it by a score of 5-1. So, I will be back for the look at the scores, but first, why don't we take a break? You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFNSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from sfmsports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to sfmsports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer.
Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Back here at Cal Seniors Yard on the Ripken Stadium Complex in Aberdeen, Maryland. Stu Paul with you, Steve Clendenin, our executive producer. So the Pacific Southwest team wins it by a score of 5-1 over the Pacific Northwest team from Meridian, Idaho. And by the way, folks, the world has come to Aberdeen, Maryland to play. Now follow all the action with sfnsports.net on social media. We will have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews and fun facts from Aberdeen, Maryland. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at sfnsports.net. Here are the scores, and boy, one is really amazing enough. I will get to that as soon as possible. The Southeast Regional team from West Raleigh, North Carolina, won the first game today here at Cal Seniors Yard, defeating the Mid-Atlantic team from Bear, Delaware, 1-0. And the New England team, which lost to the Pacific Southwest team yesterday, came back to defeat the Southwest team from Little Rock, Arkansas, 5-4. Mexico defeated New Zealand by a score of 10-0. Puerto Rico over the Republic of Korea, 9-1 at Nationals Field. Australia defeated Canada here at Cal Seniors Yard, 11-4. So Australia's now 2-0, and get this, at Nationals Field. And she called that game and will be calling the next game and final game tonight here at Cal Seniors Yard. Japan defeated the Dominican Republic. It looks like a football score, winning 31-0. I don't know if you have to feel for the Dominican Republic enough, because they lost to Puerto Rico last night here at Cal Seniors Yard by an 11-0 score. And just now you heard Hanford, California, defeated Meridian, Idaho by the count of 5-1. So coming up next at 8 o'clock, it'll be the Hartford County team from Hickory, Maryland, taking on the Homewood, Illinois team, actually, not the team from Denver, Colorado. That'll be an 8 o'clock start. Both SFMSports.net channels 1 and 2 will carry the game. Kara Delanick will bring you the action at 8 o'clock, preceded by the pregame show at 7:50. Thanks to our executive producer, Steve Clendenin, and thanks to all of you for tuning in. This is Stu Paul wishing you a very good evening from Cal Seniors Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland. Once again, the final score in the fourth game of this five-game slate this afternoon was the Pacific Southwest team of Hanford, California, 5, and the Pacific Northwest team of Meridian, Idaho, 1. You've been listening to a presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series, courtesy of sfunsports.net. Kara, we'll call the play-by-play. It is Homewood, Illinois, coming up next against Hartford County. This is Stu Paul saying good night. I'll see you tomorrow from Cal Seniors Yard.
SFMSports.net. And Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.